France, Germany, the UK, all of these big European powers have been hit with terror attacks in the last year or so, but one major European country has not. Italy. The country hasn't had a major attack for decades. So why is that? It might actually have something to do with the mafia, or at least lessons learned from decades of fighting the mafia. Stephanie Kirschgassner reports for The Guardian from Rome. She says the case of one of the terrorists involved in the recent London Bridge attack is a prime example.
Youssef Zagba was actually an Italian citizen. He was born in Morocco, and he was well known to Italian counterterrorism experts and police who tracked him very closely whenever he was in Italy because he was considered to be a grave threat. What we learned subsequent to the attack is that once he moved to London, even though Italian authorities warned their British counterparts, he was really never stopped or interrogated or even surveilled in the UK. So it raised an interesting question of why were they treated so differently?
What have you learned about the differences between how Italian police and law enforcement are dealing with suspects?
Most experts said, look, the scale of the potential problem in Italy is very, very different than it is in the UK. So you have a population that lives in the UK, in France, in Belgium, European citizens who are second-generation immigrants that are seen as being at risk for radicalization and are being monitored by the police. That population is simply much smaller in Italy than it is in those other countries. And so the Italians just have fewer people on their watch list. And I think that is what people believe was the case of Youssef Zagba. He, you know, reached a certain scale in terms of interest level by the Italian authorities, and perhaps he just didn't reach that scale in the UK. The other thing is that because there are fewer native Italians who are necessarily considered at risk of radicalization, there's a very big focus by the police and intelligence on immigrants or on people who are not native to the country. And the deportation rules for those people are obviously much easier.
And what about the skills Italy has learned in combating the mafia over the years? Has that informed their approach to terrorism suspects?
Yeah, it really has. This is a country that has been monitoring and trying to break up the mafia for decades. So what they learned in that period is very different from other countries. There's a lot of surveillance and intercepted phone conversations, for example. The police target terrorism suspects and they target mafia suspects on a really regular basis. In fact, the laws of whether that kind of evidence is permissible in court differs from the UK to Italy. When it comes to the mafia and when it comes to terrorism suspects, it's essentially easier for Italian police to put a wiretap based on suspicious activity. They don't have to have really solid evidence.
I read that one other advantage Italy has in dealing with this is it's learned how to infiltrate families.
Yeah, I thought this was really interesting. You know, I think it's a stretch to say that there are great similarities between mafia and terror networks, except for one thing, which is a group where there are very close bonds, sometimes through family, sometimes friendships. And those bonds are really part of what keeps those networks secret. And so, for example, jail or prison is seen as a potential place for recruitment. So there's a view that one needs to really think about where one houses potential terror suspects.
Or not keep them in jail as long.
Yes, exactly. So in approaching a terror network, it seems like the Italians have some knowledge of ways in which they can try to break those units and those skills they've learned through dealing with organized crime.
Stephanie Kirschgassner reports for The Guardian. She talked to us from Rome. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thanks.